Okay, I just got home. I literally just put my bag down and I was like, I need to talk this out with someone before my brain turns into fucking mashed potatoes. So, hi, you're my best friend now. You didn't ask for this, but you're getting it because I'm tired. Like, not I need a nap tired. I mean, culturally exhausted. Everywhere you look, it's noise, it's opinions. Think pieces, reaction videos to reaction videos, reaction video to a reaction video about the damn reaction video. And now we can't even get through the Super Bowl halftime show without it turning into whatever this is. Kid Rock, Bad Bunny, two different shows, two different Americas, same damn headache. And here's the thing. None of it actually matters. I don't mean music doesn't matter, because music does matter. It always has, it always will. I mean this constant cultural cage UFC MMA match we keep forcing everything into. It's exhausting. It's like we took what's supposed to be the best, baddest, most fun, most ridiculous, most extra show of the year, and we turned it into a damn therapy session that nobody consented to, mind you. Let me start here because I actually want to be fair. Bad Bunny's music, listen, it slaps, okay? I'm not even pretending otherwise. It slaps in the car. It slaps at parties. It slaps when you're cleaning your kitchen, pretending you're in a music video. The man makes hits, all right? And that's what makes this whole thing even worse. It's what even makes it even more frustrating, because I don't think this is about the music anymore. I think this is about the machine. And I can't stop thinking about this one thing. Somebody in his Puerto Rican family, some tia, some tio, some grandma, some papi, some mommy, somebody who loves him, all right, somebody who breastfed this kid had to have said, mijo, no hagas esto, por favor, no lo hagas. Mijo, don't do this. Because if you know anything about Latin households, especially more traditional ones, especially more religious ones, you know there's a deep, deep instinct to be like, careful who you stand next to, careful what you attach your name to, careful what you let use you. And I'm just assuming that this is the background that he's coming from. I don't know, but we're just gonna assume. And I keep thinking he had to know. He had to feel it in his stomach. That moment where you realize, oh shit, I already signed, I'm already in, and this is bigger than me now. Right?
Hello, guys. This is Bridget, and welcome to Bridget Unfiltered. Thank you so much for listening today. Grab a seat, grab a snack, and we're just going to dive in a little bit into my thoughts and what I feel with the Super Bowl. But before we get into it even further, make sure that wherever you're listening, you are subscribing. If you're watching on YouTube, subscribe there and join the fun on Instagram at Bridget Unfiltered. We love having you here. Thank you so much for joining us. Let's keep it going.
So I was saying earlier that moment, you know, it's bigger than me now, because listen, that's what happens when you plug into something that thinks it's bigger than God, bigger than culture, bigger than the individual. The program doesn't care about you. It doesn't care about your intentions. It doesn't care about your family, your faith, your fans, your damn nervous system. It cares about scaling, it cares about reaching, and it cares about impact. And once you're in, papi, you're in. And look, I'm not sitting here pretending Bad Bunny is a victim in some tragic movie. He's not. He's successful. He's powerful. He's rich. He has choices. But he's also human. And I swear, I can almost feel that moment of, wait, did I just mess this up? Because you see him at the Grammys. Apparently, he had to wear a vest underneath his tuxedo because of the quote unquote death threats that remained onto him, that he had to sit alone. I don't believe that for a second. That's just them making something else up. But you can see the anxiety on his face. And maybe it's because I do come from a Latin background. I'm sympathizing. I'm not. That's not the right word. I'm not sympathetic to him. He's a big boy. He knows what he's done. He wants the money. But damn, there has to be a grandma in there somewhere in this Puerto Rican culture of a household that's just like doing 20 rosaries right now. Because when he's like, wait, did I just mess this up? It wasn't because of the show and it wasn't because of the music, but it's because of what it's turned into. Because now, because of his little, I guess, freedom of speech that he used, that he wasted on by saying certain words, now it's not about the performance. It's about sides. And I just hate that for him. I hate that for all of us. And then on the other damn side, you've got Kid Rock, which is a whole different energy, right? And instead of this being fun or ridiculous or even kind of just beautifully chaotic, it becomes this weird split screen version of America, basically arguing with itself during a football game. And they're all laughing at us. They're cracking up. Wherever they're watching us, the puppeteers, they're cracking up. And it's just, it's so on brand for us. And also, it's just, it's so not fun. And I'll give you my hot take. That's not even hot. How incredible would it have been if both of them would have just said, you know what? Fuck it. Let's just do it together. Could you imagine? And not as a statement, not as a political stunt, just as a why not? Two totally different worlds, one stage, that shit would have been chaotic. It would have been it would have just been about the music. And it damn sure would have been legendary. But we all know why that can't happen. We all know. Because a halftime show isn't really about the artist anymore. It's about the ownership, the corporations, the branding, the alliances, and who controls that moment. And once you realize that, the magic in the wind deflates. It deflates just as my boobs would have if they were flattened out. Just deflates. I haven't eaten dinner, so I'm a little bit unhinged. But listen, here's the part that I've been thinking about the most, though. Even me, as an entertainer, as someone who talks for a living now, I'm starting to feel like not every moment needs my opinion, right? And that's hard to say into a microphone because the internet kind of runs on the opposite. But we live in a world where there are people like Nick Shirley, Megyn Kelly, and about a million voices in between whose literal job is to keep us updated, activated, informed, outraged, and engaged. And that's fine. That's their lane. That's their calling. But I'm sitting here like, bro, what does my two cents actually add right now? More noise, more tension, more division, more exhaustion, because we are tired, right? I'm not hallucinating here. We're all tired. We're tired of everything being a referendum. We're tired of every song turning into a statement. We're tired of every event turning into a little pin moment. And I'm not saying don't care about anything, obviously. I'm just saying not everything deserves your nervous system. And this is what gets me. Politics has once again taken over something that was just supposed to be fun. The Super Bowl halftime show is supposed to be ridiculous, over the top, a little stupid, a little iconic, a little unforgettable. And instead, we're all sitting here bracing for what's to come on Sunday. That's not joy. I'm not being entertained. I pretty much have homework now. I have homework. And I don't want homework from my halftime show. Here's what I want to be really honest and really fair. I don't think Bad Bunny needed to open his mouth the way he did. It wasn't to unify us. It wasn't to declare he's God-fearing and declaring his faith. It wasn't to say, hey, let's all just enjoy the music. Huh? Oye, vamos a oír la música y vamos a pasarlo bien. No. It was to plug into the damn program. And I think he knows he messed up. Not because he's wrong and not because he's right, but because once you stop being an artist and you start becoming a symbol, you don't belong to yourself anymore. And that's a heavy price to pay for a damn performance. Now, you know who understood this better than almost anyone in history? Michael Jackson. Still, to this day, most people will tell you he gave the greatest halftime show in history. And what's interesting, he was one of the most politically aware, socially conscious, outspoken artists of his time. But when he stepped on that stage, he didn't give a speech. He didn't give a damn manifesto. He just gave us a show. And somehow, his silence said more than 1,000 hot mic takes that Bad Bunny has done ever could. It was about the music, the feeling, the passion. I still get goosebumps when, you know, I think about it or when I see it on YouTube. And the message still landed. It was so powerful. And I think we forgot that. We forgot that sometimes the most unifying thing you can do is just do your job really well and let people feel something together without turning it into a test. So here's where I'm landing with all of this, bestie on the phone. If you're watching the Super Bowl, enjoy it. If you're watching one of the halftime shows, enjoy it. If you're watching the other, enjoy it. If you're just there for the snacks and the commercials and the vibes, honestly, you're winning. We don't owe anyone a take. We don't owe anyone an outrage. We don't owe anyone a perfectly made opinion. You, me, all of us, we're allowed to be tired. We're allowed to just like the damn music. And we're allowed to just want one night where everything doesn't feel like a cultural exam. And maybe that's the most rebellious thing we can do right now. Not pick a side, not add to the noise, not turn everything into content. Just let yourself enjoy the show, whichever one you watch. And then, going back to your real life, where most of this, honestly, doesn't matter nearly as much as the internet wants you to think it does. Okay. Thank you for letting me rant. I needed that. I'll talk to you soon. Adios.